This show is only made possible because of donations. And you can donate as little as you want, but one thing people don't talk about, you can donate as much as you want to.
Hey.
As much as you want, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Ensure that this show continues by giving us as much as you want.
You
want
to do a million? You can do it! You can do it! We won't stop you! What's it gonna take to get you to do this raid with me this weekend?
I'll do a raid with you.
You gotta get up. You gotta get up to 290.
I don't know what that means.
You gotta get your light level up, dog.
I thought I was need to be 25 or 32 or some shit. I don't know.
Vault of Glass. We'll work you up.
All right.
All right. Cool. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Have you ever seen the Remo Williams?
You
the
seen events? That?
It was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins. Yeah.
I loved
it's
that movie.
It's a super underrated film.
Incredible. And it's a crime that movie never got a sequel because it was set up for a sequel.
It was set up to be a series. And if you guys, well, first of all, kids, ask your parents what Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins is.
Yeah.
But don't even, because we're about to tell you. This was a movie. It was Fred Ward? Who was it in there?
Yeah.
He was this guy who came back. He was
a cop that got killed in the line of duty. Yeah. Or they thought he did. They convinced the world that he died in the line of duty. And they brought him back and they turned him into Remo Williams, the world's greatest Superman.
The government and some sort of Shaolin monk trained him together. Kate Mulgrew was there.
Yeah.
And they worked together to make him like this silent, powerful, but like...
He had no identity, right? Yeah. He was off the grid completely. So he could work outside the lines. He could be the government's perfect killing machine.
It was such a blueprint for so many movies that came after, and it gets no love. Anyway, Remo Williams, it's got to be on Netflix. You should watch it.
Check it out. The coolest thing about Remo Williams is it's just one long training montage. Like, the whole movie is the origin story of Remo Williams, and he doesn't have any superpowers. He's just an average guy, just this New York cop who, because he trains with a Shaolin monk, he becomes...
And it's a little, like, it's a little 80s Asian mystical racist. Like, I'm going to warn you for that. Like, it's going to warn you.
The dancer, what's his name? Famous dance choreographer plays the show, like, in Asian makeup.
In that sense,
it's terrible.
It's not great, but we did that a lot in the 80s, and we have to kind of let it go as it's not cool, but it happened.
The cool part is that at least they got a guy who could move beautifully. He was playing, like, way older than he actually was, and Asian, and he wasn't Asian. That's unfortunate. Asian. Yeah. But the cool thing about it is the whole movie, it's about him learning these skills that as a little kid, I was like, I want to learn how to do that. Like, how to run with no footprints.
Yeah.
He runs so fast, he stops leaving footprints in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And that one point
Well, was
he
that
dives,
when Jesus was carrying him, though?
Well, that's when he realized later.
Yeah. Spoilers for the ending of Remo Williams. Jesus was carrying him.
He dives into the pile of sand and comes out the top. Like, he changes direction in the sand. Remember that part? Okay. So I'm going to totally spoil the ending of this movie, but he keeps learning from the monk to run faster and leave no footprints. And at the end, the monk is going to die. But in order to not die, he does the same technique on water, and he runs so fast that he runs on the surface of the water.
Like one of those bugs or that weird lizard.
Yes.
Yeah.
The weird lizard.
I love that weird lizard where it gets on its hind legs and it
just
wiggles.
Fucking jams across. Yeah. I think they made like a 3DO game about that wizard.
Yeah. He was the voice of Dana Gould.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I say all of that to tell you.
Long tail on the kite.
There's a fucking Shaolin monk that can really do that.
To an extent.
I mean... Mostly. I mean, as close as we're going to get, it's enough that I went, Remo Williams, the adventure is beginning.
Finally, let's get this adventure begun.
I mean, the title of this article is Shaolin Monk Runs on Water. The truth of the article, a little bit different, but that's okay. This article was sent to us by Tony Chu. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He sent it to wehaveconcernedshow@gmail.com. You could have also used our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. This is a Shaolin monk who's been training for 10 years to run across the surface of water. And there's some wood there. And there's some planks of wood. There's some planks of wood that are floating in the water. Mm-hmm. They're connected by cloth strips.
Mm-hmm.
but they're real small and they're real flat and they're real light and they shouldn't be able to hold the human's weight.
Yeah. So he was training by running back and forth across, you were saying, really light bamboo. Is that the deal? And it's this bamboo where if you were to stand on it, it would break immediately.
Right.
Which, to say that you can run on something that you can't stand on is not super surprising because...
Yeah. I mean, I've done that on toys my whole life.
Yeah. But you can do it on the surface of ice. You can do it on a lot of stuff. Like staying in motion and also spreading out like the where you're putting your pressure. Like there are a lot of ways to move on things that you can't stand on. But this bamboo is apparently super brittle and super thin.
Yeah.
And he is able to run across it with just the lightest amount of force and the lightest amount of pressure that a human could possibly run, a human of his size anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's a small man, but he runs, in the video that this article contains, you see him run 125 meters across these strips of plywood, I guess they called
them.
Yeah,
it was a very light plywood.
Very tiny, and they're just attached by thin cloth strips. And it's his fourth try where he gets all the way across. The first try, he only made it 50 meters.
Yeah, it was 125 meters across.
Right, and... I guarantee you we couldn't get across the first one.
No.
We would sink immediately.
Dude, I've watched American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall.
Yeah.
I've watched Wipeout,
mm-hmm.
the dumbed down American version of American Ninja Warrior. I know what's up.
Yeah.
I can't balance on anything. I'm an idiot. I'm a moron.
So,
I have no physical coordination. The problem is video does not do this justice.
Yeah.
Because when you watch the video, this is a man running across a bridge. That's what the video looks like.
Wet bridge.
Yeah, it's like a guy running across a bridge and he's like, he gets to the other side and you're like, well, I guess he crossed that bridge. Like, it's one of those things where like, it's better to have the legend than to have the video evidence because
much like the film Remo Williams.
Yeah. It's better to have us tell you about Remo Williams because actually Remo Williams has a lot of pacing problems and mm-hmm. it's very boring.
Super racist.
It's super racist. Like there's a lot of issues.
Yeah, but my memory of it, so good.
So good. But that's the thing is it really undermines what this guy is actually, and they try to explain throughout the video. They're constantly reminding you that this is amazing.
But you see it, and he's kind of up to his knees in water, mm-hmm. booking it.
Yeah.
Like he's half submerged. So it doesn't look like a man running on the surface of the water, which is what you want it to look like. But I think that also indicates that it's way harder than we think because he's having to run fast through water.
Yeah.
Through water and on stuff that should tip over and make him fall in. It's incredible.
That's what I'm saying is it's something that you really have to think about. And if you're watching a minute long video, you're like, fuck this. Where's the next kitten?
Yeah.
Where's what this rat is carrying a slice of pizza that's three times its size.
Rat shouldn't be able to do that.
Rat can't do that. That's a super rat.
Yeah.
That's a super rat. And that rat represents the pinnacle of human ingenuity.
That's Ratmo Williams.
Yeah.
The adventure's beginning right there. I have a question for you though.
Yeah. But when you think about this, let me just say, when you do think about this, you're right. It's freaking amazing. And it's like this, it's a testament to, there are a certain amount of things where it's like, this is impossible. Fuck you. No, it's not.
Exactly. That's what I was about to get to as well is 10 years of his life spent on this one task. I'm sure he did other stuff, but he focused for 10 years on being able to do this. He said he did it and he's like trying to raise money for charity, get awareness out. And he's going to, you know, try to get people to
like a plywood awareness charity.
Yeah. It's a plywood and cloth attachment awareness charity. What do you think about dedicating your life? There are a whole bunch of people in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people that make careers touring around doing stupid stuff. I just saw an episode of A Penn and Teller Fool Us that had this guy on that is the regurgitation king.
Sure.
And I remember seeing him when I was a kid.
He was on America's Got Talent.
My dad showed me a video of him on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it. He swallows stuff and regurgitates it back up.
He got to the finals of America's Got Talent this year. I know because my wife is obsessed with America's Got Talent.
Wow.
Much to my detriment. Much to the destruction of my day in my living room, in my common areas.
But I've seen that guy swallow a pool cue.
He can do different denominations of coins.
Yeah.
And you can be like, I'm going to swallow a dollar in change. How much change do you want me to regurgitate?
Right.
And he will do it.
Yeah. But he'll also swallow something that should make you die. Should make you... It will choke you and block your windpipe and make you die. I've seen him swallow pool balls, billiard balls.
How digested do you think his food is when it comes out the other side? You know what I mean? Like, he's widened things quite a bit, I would imagine.
He can't have good stools.
Like...
They can't be good.
It's like you eat an apple and it just comes out as an entire apple. like, you wonder if his body hasn't gotten anything from it.
Yeah.
That's like the downside.
Fantastic, though.
You always ask me what Soylent's for. What's the use case for Soylent?
There you go.
This is it.
This is the digestive guy.
He just needs liquid nutrients, because if he eats anything up to the size of a small dog...
Right, which he's done also.
Which I've seen him do. He can swallow a dog, a cat, and a mouse and keep them from getting to each other inside his body.
He actually has a boarding service that you can rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. If you're going away for a couple of weeks...
Changed. My dog has never really been quite the same.
Yeah. Some would say better.
Some would. He said better. The king of regurgitation said better.
Yeah.
He may be the only one. There may be a case pending. I don't know.
Can't really talk about it.
Maybe my dog just sits in the corner facing it like that guy at the end of Blair Witch, and I can't get him to move. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I blame America's Got Talent.
But the good news is...
Fuck you, Heidi Klum.
That 2-week vacation you had was fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah. The photos we got.
Amazing.
So beautiful. I've never focused on anything in my life.
Yeah.
He said thinking about it and taking
I've taught myself...
Certainly not to the extent of this monk.
I prefer a wide base of skills... I consider myself a renaissance man.
That you're not particularly great at.
Shallow, wide.
Sure.
You know, like, I can play a little guitar. I can juggle. I can spin a basketball on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
I can do a lot of stupid human tricks halfway well, pretty well.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I've got a wide skill set that's kind of interesting for a couple of minutes. Ask me to do a concert.
When you say it out loud, it feels like a waste, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't
but
it?
But this guy spent 10 years running 125 meters on water.
Which also feels like a waste, but is it? Which one is more of a waste?
Becoming like the world's best at something no one gives a shit about?
Yeah.
Or becoming pretty good at stuff that people kind of care about?
Oh, God. What a fucking... What do we have?
That's a Sophie's choice.
What do we have? 50 years left? Shit. Fuck.
I mean, I like to be able to you know... pull out a gimmick here or there and be able to do it halfway well. But
I can't think of anything, like genuinely, can't think of anything I am particularly great at. I'm fine. I'm fine at some things.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you look at this guy and you go, wow, 10 years of your life just to run on this shit. And then what does he do with it? Like, what do you do with it? I think like it's just one of those deals where every skill, when you think about it in terms of focusing on it for a very long time, seems worthless. It's very hard to look at something and be like, this is worth 10 years of my time.
Yeah.
But something's got to be worth 10 years of your time.
And also, like, maybe it's more noble to focus on one thing for 10 years and to become completely the best at that. And completely attune with how to do that. You know, a world-class gymnast can do things that other human beings cannot do and probably is pretty bad at a lot of other stuff.
Well, most gymnasts can't read or drive a car.
That's
true.
Just math.
That's just science facts.
Yeah.
Which gymnasts also don't know.
Right.
Gymnasts are actually, I mean, boy... Have you ever talked to a fully grown adult gymnast?
Not for more than about 30 seconds, because they're dumb as rocks.
It's like talking to a smart baby.
Yeah. They have the same pitched voice as a baby as well.
It's just baby all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
But watch them do a couple of flips.
It's beautiful.
It's like a poetry in motion.
That's why when gymnasts retire, they all have to go to a very specific gymnast retirement community in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And they are just taken care of all day because they don't understand not to touch oven burners.
No.
They can't.
They've never been taught that.
They're constantly closing their heads and hands and doors.
Yeah. But any parallel bars that may be on the premises, yeah, it's beautiful. It's amazing.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, God bless them because they're doing amazing work. And yeah, I think it is worth it. You know, when we put it like it is worth it to have 5 minutes of glory and then live in an assisted community for the rest of your life. I think that's worth it. I don't know why we threw our lives away.
I would give that a 10. I really would. That life.
I wonder how many of our listeners are gymnasts, and I wonder how much anger we're going to get.
They don't understand what we're saying.
Oh, that's true.
They probably couldn't figure out how to download this episode.
Fucking gymnasts.
We're going to get the shit kicked out of us in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, if there happen to be any rings or a pommel horse around.
Yeah, man.
They can't fight on regular terrain.
Man, two men assaulted by flipping psycho.
And their defense would just be like, Your Honor, they just don't have the faculties to understand what they've done.
That's true. They always get the insanity defense.
I'm glad that we've decided on something to hate on.
Yeah. But I really do think about this more than I should, you know, because I feel like there is something noble about dedicating one's life in a focused way.
Well, the internet loves things like this, right? So the internet loves Project 365. Take a photo every day. Just be sure to take a photo every day, or make something cool every day or the 100-day project where every day create something, just create something.
Right.
Or, you know, the power of habits. We're always hearing about that where doing something a little bit every day is more valuable than dedicating one entire day to it every week, mm-hmm, because you need to get your brain and your body into the habit of doing a thing.
Right.
But man, is it ever hard to do in practice?
Yeah, I guess
it
is.
How long have you had like Duolingo sitting on that iPad that you refuse to put down?
Oh man, I have so much aspiration for Duolingo and so little follow through. It's so bad.
Right?
I want to learn a language so bad.
I steadily, consistently get 2.5 weeks into daily instrument practice, like ukulele practice.
Yeah.
And then I put it down for like a week and a half and I come back and it's like, well, I guess it's time to teach myself those same four chords again.
Yeah. Well, that's how I was with guitar is once I learned enough that I could play pretty much anything, I got all the chords down. I can pretty much play whatever song I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. That's as far as I'm going. I'm not going to be able to solo. I'm not going to be able to invent a song. I'm no Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm. But who is? But who is, other than hundreds of thousands of people in rainbows and reefs at surf shops and coffee houses around the country?
Right. So yeah, that's how I am. Is I get just good enough.
You know that Curious George soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
Mwah.
That's a piece of art.
That's
right there.
All Jack.
That's the Shaolin monk running on water of contemporary adult entertainment.
I exclusively have sex to Jack Johnson's Curious George soundtrack.
Oh.
Exclusively. And it's not just sex either. Like I exclusively work out to Jack Johnson's Curious George soundtrack. Oh. I exclusively drive to it. I mean, it's basically,
that's why you always
say Curious George's soundtrack, but it's also my soundtrack.
It's a soundtrack to your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are a little Curious George.
Thank you. I try to be.
Yeah.
I try. One day, you know, one day I hope to be the perfect blend of Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat, you know?
Mm.
That's what I hope to be.
Wow. I think that we could all aspire to that.
It may take a lot of work. And as we know, I'm not willing to put that in over a long period of time.
You just settle for a monkey suit and a yellow hat.
Yeah, it's fine. And maybe like I lose them every 2 weeks and have to find them again. I don't know. I'm trying to get better at daily practice and building habits, because I know it's that focus that's going to make me better at things.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I don't know. And I don't know if it's something that I'm going to be able to get down.
I just love the idea that there are people in the world like this monk that can show you the capabilities of human beings if they just do one thing over and over. I like there are examples of a human being can do that.
Yeah.
He can do that. If he decides to do it and sticks at it, he can do it. I'm not doing it.
No, I would rather live vicariously through these people.
Yeah,
which
I'm inspired.
I think that's the moral of the story. I would rather be inspired by this on Tumblr or Pinterest or something. I'd rather just be inspired.
Yeah.
And then
click on something else.
And then get high and eat Thai food and play Destiny. I'm real good at Destiny, though.
Yeah. You're not
I'm not great.
That great. And that's the thing. That's the thing that sucks about games done quick is now I realize I'm not even that good at video games.
Not good at anything. I'm not good at anything. Are you guys good at anything? Do you guys put time into things?
Yeah.
Let us know. You can tweet those to us. Hashtag them. Remo Williams. And hey, if you're enjoying the show.
Oh, I'm enjoying the show very much.
Not you. The audience. If the audience is enjoying
the
show.
I'm the only one in the room right now.
You still don't understand what a podcast is, do you?
I thought we were just talking.
This isn't just our hangout time. If you're enjoying the show, something you can do to really help us out would be to give it a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to write anything for the review. They're going to ask you to write stuff, but nobody reads those. It's a waste of time.
No. What you can do instead is put down the 5 things that you have tried to learn in your life and given up on.
Oh, I'd be fascinated.
And
to
then
read that.
Give us a 5-star rating. Those 5-star ratings really do help new audience members find the show. They help us get promotion on iTunes, and they help us make the show bigger and better for everyone.